To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
106.7 The Fan. There's about a zillion things I want to ask you about. Whenever you hear OAR, it means our friend Barstool Nate is joining the program from New York. He never leaves his apartment. You can read his work at Barstool Sports. You can follow him at Barstool Nate. he's something.
he's not an introvert.
I want to talk Commanders. I want to talk Caps. But first, I don't know if you saw this. I saw the OAR boys are like all in on the Columbus Blue Jackets hockey team. Shouldn't they be Caps fans?
No, that ain't it. First of all, good morning, guys. How are you? Happy October 7th. Happy birthday to my brother. They just play the crazy game of hockey out in Columbus. They went to Ohio State, so they have close ties to Columbus. But no, they're DC guys through and through. Don't get it twisted.
All right, so they're Caps fans. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Of course.
Okay, Commanders, go out to L.A., start slow, finish incredibly strong.
Came back rolling.
27-10 win. What did you learn from Washington? What did you learn from Jaden? What did you learn from this defense? What'd you think?
Boy, was that first quarter difficult to watch. Let's start there. We can't have starts like that. That being said, after that, it was brilliant. I loved watching that game from the first quarter on. 27 unanswered. Once Jaden locked in, got comfortable, it was game over. Once the defensive line realized that the Chargers' offensive line was five of me and Beamich's out there, it was over. It was just,
mean,
it was a
delight. Don't put me with you, Nate. I'm way better than you when it comes to football stuff.
Me, you, and
bro,
Jeff.
I could get a sack, like, because rushing right by you. I put a swim move on you, you would never see it coming.
And I'll break your damn ribs.
it was just great to watch. Bill was a stud. The run game is electric. Debo is, again, our offensive MVP. I thought the first quarter showed that the secondary is, you know, they have work to do. It is not our strong suit. But from then on, it showed if we can just get pressure on the quarterback, and this isn't groundbreaking analysis, if this team can get pressure on the quarterback like they did for the majority of the game, it makes the secondary's lives so much easier, mm-hmm. and they don't have to, you know, be this all-pro secondary. You're not dependent on Mikey and Lattimore to be Darrell Revis. They can do just enough to be adequate to win the football game, and that's what happened. So it was a very, very fun second, third, and fourth quarter to watch, and I would love them to keep that performance up. Unfortunately, not every offensive line is as bad as the Chargers, so you can't expect it, but we know what they're capable of at least.
But I think when you look at this D-line, especially Kinlaw and Duron in the middle, Newton coming in, Goldman coming in, those guys have something, and I think if they can play dominant football, they help everybody out. The edges, the secondary, everything. Linebackers.
Yeah. I will say, playing against a bad O-line, it'll give them that confidence. Like, once you start getting hits on the quarterback, you know, they're going to want that feeling for the rest of the season. And so maybe, you know, this will put a little pep in their step. And again, I can't stress enough, the Chargers O-line is probably the worst we've ever seen. And I don't say that lightly. I as a Commanders fan, was offended watching how the malpractice that the Chargers have done to Justin Herbert. Because when he got more than 1 second in the pocket, you know, he's a lights out, fantastic QB. He might be dead in the dirt if it keeps up like this. I felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, I mean, those injuries change everything, dude. Yeah. And I think turnovers change everything in the game. What's funny is, talking through all these different things that happened in that Commanders game, I think arguably the single play was Quan Martin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the single player might have been Jaden returning to the field. And Mariota was really good
Quan
when he
Martin
was out there.
Quan Martin and then Luke catching that damn big pass.
Sure.
That was something special, too.
I think the emotional lift of getting Jaden back out there for these guys and this organization, I think that can't be understated. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many individual performances worth highlighting, but just having Jaden back out there, I think, for this team gives them a very, very different belief.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And I touched on this either last week or 2 weeks ago, how the defense will definitely feed on Jaden's energy. It just feels like a different game once they start gunning into motion. Like, once the offense starts clicking and marching down the field, you can just tell that extra breather that the defense gets, like that extra, all right, we're in good hands with Jaden, that the defense gets. That being said, it wasn't the most efficient game for the offense. Yeah, we won 27-10, but still, you know, 2-for-7 on third down. You know, that has to get better. And then on the opposite side of the ball, you know, the Chargers were 9-for-16 third down efficiency. We can't have that. That'll be good enough to beat the Chargers. That won't be good enough to win all season. So there's a lot of stuff we need to tighten up. But I agree with you, JP. Jaden on the field, especially once he got comfortable, it's such a game changer that, again, won't show up on the stat sheet, but you can just feel it. It's one of those, like, just feelings that you get, and you can tell that the players feel it too.
But what it also did kind of show up on the stat sheet too.
Yeah, it did. But the thing of it is,
of course, but there's that thing that the je ne sais quoi that does not show up.
But as you look at that game, look at the Chargers. The Chargers have one of these controlled offenses where they're going to methodically go down the field, things like that. Do you think they take more chances if someone is trying to have, like, people throwing it down the field instead of all they were throwing with hookups? You know, you look at the amount of passes he threw and look at the amount of yards he had. Mm-hmm. It's not great, to be honest with you. You know, but the thing of it is, they run those 5 to 8 to 10 yard hooks all day, and we gave them that basically by running zone against them.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Herbert was in hell all game, and he still went 22-for-29. But yeah, like you said, only 166 passing yards, and it's a testament to how well our defense played and just how bad the Chargers' offense is. I truly like Justin Herbert, and I think he's a likable quarterback. I think he's extremely talented. He should go on strike. He should be with a picket sign outside of the Chargers front office. Find me 5 guys who can block, because it was like a what's his name on the Texans who got killed his entire rookie season. They never recovered.
David Carr.
Yeah, I kept saying Derek Carr.
Something like that.
He's on that pace. It's crazy. And I don't know what the Chargers are going to do about it, but they cannot make Justin Herbert play all season behind that line. That is a travesty for Justin Herbert.
Kind of moving forward, talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're a week out, right? I mean, they don't play till next week, but
yeah,
Bears coming to town. A lot changed for Chicago after the Hail Mary. Their season really fell apart. Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have seemed to find some good working relationship. You know, Chicago's won their last 2. How are you feeling about that game coming up?
It's a cool game, right? Like, it feels more rivalry than it really is, mostly because of how annoying Bears fans have been about Jaden. And I think it's cool that Caleb is kind of turning into a real quarterback. He knows how to, you know, put together a drive now. He's throwing a couple touchdowns this season. I think he has 8 touchdown throws this season, which for him, it might as well be 1,000,000. I have not been a Caleb believer, but you're right. A lot has changed with that entire franchise. They have a real coaching staff in place. They seem to run a real offense now. So it should be a very fun game. I love that they put it on primetime. I love that it's at home. I think we should win. I obviously we should win, but it should be a very exciting game. The Bears are no slouches. Like they're not last year's Bears. They're much, much, much improved.
The defense is last in a lot of categories, though.
Yeah, that's what we should win. Like our offense should be buzzing. But I mean, Caleb looks night and day better than last season. And I'm not a Caleb guy, but you know, like good for him. But I want to make his life hell. I want our defense to be like, no, we're not letting Caleb come into our house and you know throw. He has an 8-2 touchdown to interception ratio right now. I want to make that 8-5. That's my plan for Monday night.
Roma Dunze has 5 touchdowns in 4 games.
I mean, that's absolute crazy. Beast. Yeah, very good wide receiver. There's no denying that.
No, there is not. With the Commanders, how are you feeling now? I feel like you've been uneasy at various times. They're now 3-2 through 5. Got the Bears and Dallas over these next two. Where are you at, just kind of in general?
I think we should feel good. I you know, a lot of injuries have piled up. Guys are slowly coming back. The schedule ahead is a wacky one. A lot of next 7 games are nationally televised. If you're including the 4:25 afternoon national games of the week, we got the 8:15 Monday night. Then we got the national game of the week against Dallas. Back to Monday night in Kansas City. Sunday night against Seattle. 4:25 against Detroit. The Madrid game at 9:30 a.m. A bye week, and then back to Sunday night. That's a wonky schedule, but it's a winnable schedule, right? Like, we can beat Miami. I think we can beat Denver at home, Seattle at home. Kansas City lost to the Jags last night. I'm not scared of Dallas, and I'm not scared of Chicago. So it's a wild, weird, very primetime-heavy schedule, but with a healthy Jaden, I don't think there's anything we should be pessimistic about. We should have nothing but optimism for this team. Yeah, the secondary looks a little rough. Yeah, I would like to have a little bit better of a pass rush. You can nitpick anything, but overall, this team is trending upwards, and that's all you can really ask.
They definitely are. I mean, I tend to agree with you, honestly. And you want
finally, you agree with him on something, Jay.
You want to be playing your best ball in like after Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Not necessarily right now. What do you think about Bill and kind of everything he's been able to do? And can he get like a bell cow role, like a true he's the guy going forward? Because DQ talked yesterday at length, and he did not seem willing to commit to that.
Why should he, though? I mean,
that's fair.
We keep asking this question. Why? What if Bill having a day and then not playing well? You still got two other guys that can get it done.
I think Bill is the best running back on this team. That being said, you know, Jeremy McNichols is a beast as well. Bill's a starter. There's no denying that. Let's not undersell how good Bill has been. How when he has the ball in his hands, he's always making a play. He's always doing something electric. He's always looking upfield. He's averaging 6.6 a carry. The offensive line is blocking like hell for him. There's not enough good things you can say about Bill. I know DQ isn't ready to make definitive statements. I will. Bill's our starter. He's eyeing up and down offensive rookie of the year, if you ask me. And he's a complete game changer. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield too, which I think is very necessary. I love what Bill's doing. I love his game. I love how fast he is with the rock in his hands. So yeah, he's my starting running back, no doubt about it.
But yeah. the him being a starter is one thing, but to expect him to just start carrying it 20-25 times a game, I think is ridiculous. Because you know we know what happens when that happens. They go to the wayside real quick. If they utilize him like he's been being used, 10, 15, maybe in the game you get 20, you can have Bill for much longer than you would if he start carrying 20-25 times a game.
And you know what? Cliff is in his bag. I think Cliff called a very good game against the Chargers. I think Cliff has got I think he has recognized what he has in this running game, and that includes McNichols and Rodriguez and Jaden, I guess, too. But when we have a running game that's operating like it is right now, it takes so much pressure off Jaden because, let's be honest, without Terry, We have Debo at wide receiver. And if you want to say Luke, fine. But, you know, Luke only caught one ball on Sunday. It was a great ball.
That ball was great.
Chris Moore isn't doing anything. Zach Ertz, you know, he's dependable, but he's not really that threat downfield. Jalen Lane has not become that threat downfield. So, you know, when the running game is operating and getting 6 yards a carry, it just makes the entire offense just go so much smoother, and it allows Jaden to make those passes to Luke, you know, to find, you know, the Tay Martins, you know. It'll allow the passing game that needs Terry back huge to just, like, be a little, you know, it's like using a crutch. And I think that's fine. I don't think we need Jaden to put the entire offense on his back, and yeah. It's such a sigh of relief to see Bill and the boys, you know, carry that load for the running game.
All right, I want to switch it up to Caps. Obviously, the season opens tomorrow night. Coach Carberry's been pretty clear that he doesn't really think preseason matters a ton. How excited are you just for hockey to get back going?
Yeah, Bruins come to town, come to Capital One tomorrow. Teams should be very, very good again. It's, you know, possibly Ovi's last season. I know he wants to do anything, but he's going to get asked every city he goes, is this your last time in, you know, insert city here? And he's going to say, I don't know. It's going to get annoying for everybody, but it looks like it's, if I had a guess, if I had a wager, I would say it's his last season, but who knows? You know, only he knows, and he literally might not. He might just take this season by ear. But Ovi aside, I mean, this team's great. You know, we saw Protus last year. We saw McMichael last year. We saw Strome last year. All just improved rapidly. You know, guys like Dubois, who were just fantastic last season. Ryan Leonard, who might be Rookie of the Year this year.
Yeah, he's going to be our favorite guest on the show today.
Yeah, he's joining us in about a half hour or so.
Great. Tell him I say hello. You know, so, yeah, I think this team should be as good, if not better, than last season's. I think Carberry is still the best coach in hockey, and I really have nothing bad to say. This is just who I am now. I watched basically every second of every preseason game, and the Caps, even though it was preseason, just looked so much better than everybody that we played. I'm just, as you said, I'm very excited for the season to begin.
It should be fun, man. What are kind of expectations around this season? Not necessarily yours, because we know how you operate, but, like, what is the hockey?
How do I operate, JP?
You're a little weird.
You tend to come in thinking, I don't
they're
know.
They're going
to
go undefeated.
What are your expectations?
400 goals win in the cup this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a little out there.
I mean, you want me to be honest.
You're like a space cadet sometimes.
If you would like me to be honest, I mean, the Caps had 111 points last season when if you recall, the season before hardly made the playoffs. To come back, have 111 points last season, and I think this team is as good, if not better, than last season's, the expectations are high. The expectations are Stanley Cup. Like, I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. This team was extraordinarily good last year. Not just good, the best, the second best in the league in the regular season. You know, like, the Jets won the President's Trophy. We had the second most points and the most in the Eastern Conference. And I don't think people are realizing quite how good this team is because of, you know, the playoffs went a little sour, but this team has only improved. So yeah, expectations are sky high. This could be a Stanley Cup team.
When will you come down for a game? Cause you never come down for Commanders games.
Yeah.
I got to look at the schedule. I truly
hold
need
on. So
to get down there.
So today's your brother's birthday, and I know you and your brother share your deep love of the Caps. Why don't you come down tomorrow for the opener and take your brother?
Because he's weak.
Jesus, D-Mitch. I got stuff. Hey, I'm a busy man.
Ain't got
man.
A damn thing to do. Nothing to
I
do.
I got so much going on. I got so much on my calendar.
Man,
but
stop lying.
My birthday is on Friday, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Hey, please don't fall off a curb this year. Hurt yourself.
No, that's not in the cards for this year. I'll let you know when I'm down there. I promise I'll let you know.
All right. I'm glad you'll let us know when you're down here.
We can have the Barcelona meet and greet.
Don't hold your breath.
No, Bemis, hold your breath.
He legit will come down for Caps games. He just doesn't come down.
Yeah, he'll come down for a Caps game. You won't see him. but it's he'll say no,
Bobby, he'll see me for 10 minutes before he leaves halfway through the first period, B-Mitch.
That actually tracks. That sounds pretty accurate, frankly.
Y'all both weird.
All right, Nate Dogg, thank you for the time, buddy.
All right, I'll see you guys soon.
All right. You heard Nate. There's a ton of excitement surrounding Caps youngster Ryan Leonard. He will join the program at 12:45. Make sure you're there.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for a kickoff with an offer that you don't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Registers for Bears fans a lot. Bears fans seem very mad about the Hail Mary, about Jaden Daniels. Bears fans are, I mean, I got tagged in something the other day. Some dude from Chicago bragging about Caleb's ability against the Blitz. Are Bears fans looking at Washington as a rival now?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And we are not looking at them. That's what's crazy about it.
Why?
I believe I said this in a song before. They wanted Jaden, bro. So now what they're trying to do they're trying to nitpick every little thing to cope with it. You know, they seen Jaden come out and have a great year last year. They lost. It was a Hail Mary. We were dominating that game. Da, da, da. That's their Super Bowl. You know how, like, when we were trash at a point, the Commanders, and we'll be like, at least we beat Dallas. That's where they're at right now. They want to beat us so bad. And it's like Washington fans are not paying attention to them at all. We just respond to the stupid stuff that we see on Twitter. Like, one dude was like, bleep all this Washington, D.C. stuff and bleep everybody that's from there and associated with Washington. I'm like, dude, your quarterback is from the area. Did you just bleep your quarterback too? They're just insane, bro.
Landfill, do you view the Bears as a rival at all?
I don't like the Bears, and I hope they lose. I don't know that they necessarily are at the point of a rival, but we haven't been playing them fairly frequently. It seems kind of like every year we play the Bears, and I'm tired of their fans bitching and whining. They're clearly upset that Jaden Daniels is so much better than Caleb Williams, and I want to see him lose. I want to see him suffer.
Yeah, I do think a lot of this is Jaden Caleb driven. Washington, is there any doubt to anybody? Like, do you think this will change, that eventually they'll be proven correct with Caleb? I don't. I also like Caleb as a player. Like, I don't think he's bad. You know what I mean? I think some people get caught up in I think he had a bad year. I think that was a bad team last year. But I'm not convinced that Caleb can't play. I think Caleb can play. It is bizarre how they are so mad about Washington all the time. Like, it just doesn't track for me. But these people now maybe it's just morons on Twitter. I did talk to a Bears reporter this morning, and she was explaining to me that the Bears broke Washington last year. That they call it the Fail Mary out there, really broke the Bears organization. They lost 10 in a row after that. Damn. Do you buy into the Bear? Or what about you? Like, when you were playing, did you consider the Bears a rival?
Nope. No.
Do you now? Because Bears fans seem they are.
Well, the thing about it is, no, I don't consider them a rival. I just think that they're haters, point blank. They thought their guy was better. Our guy did his thing. They lost the game to us, and they began to spiral. It ain't our fault that they began to spiral. Hell, they imploded. But still, they're not a rival. They're a team. You would play them every blue moon, and you know you want to win every game you play. But they're not like the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Giants by no stretch.
No.
You know, so no, they're non-existent in our thought process to do what we want to do. You know what I mean?
Have played them a ton. I feel like they've played maybe four straight years, and it feels like it's like always prime time here. Because there was the Thursday nighter, Ron's last year, which was a disaster.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Last year wasn't prime time, but it was a 4:30 kick, so it's dark out by the time that thing ends. Obviously, this. Do you care at all, B, that Washington's Monday night game is a doubleheader, so there's another Monday night game?
I don't care. The reason I don't care is because when you look at primetime games, it's a game that comes on, and guess what? Most of the league is looking at it. They're paying attention. And I would look forward to these games. You know, hate it that you have to wait all day, but it's a chance to basically make people understand what you're about. This is the game where you want to play your best. So, looking forward to it.
Me too. And I don't care about that this year because Washington's got so many primetime national games, you know, where they're the only game on. You got a Europe game, you got Christmas Day, two Sunday night footballs. Like, it's not like Washington's not getting enough burn. You know what I mean? Like, they're on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not. Jeff, do you care that it's a primetime game? I feel like no. That could bother you.
No. I know our guys are going to go out there. and they're going to play. Well, I hope they go out there and go play football like they did last week. Like B said earlier, I expect every game to click like that. We know that they can do it. I'm not worried about if it's prime time or not.
Jeffrey, do you care then that it's Ben Johnson coaching the Bears?
One thing I always say, JP, it's me and mine versus you and yours. I don't care if Mike Tyson was over there. I don't care if the great Vince Lombardi was over there. I got faith in our team.
B?
The best thing I heard you say, bro. I'm with that.
You were never particularly in or out on Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. But he did tell this organization, thanks, but no thanks. Whether he would have gotten the job, we don't know. But he did decide, nah, I'm good, man. I don't need to interview with you guys.
And you know what? Cool. And the whole thing about it, yes, if there's a chance where you can step in his chest when you run to the sideline and he's there, run over his ass. You know? but the whole thing about it is, fine. You're gone. We didn't want you. And guess what? We saw you. And you made the dumbest move of all. You stopped running Gibbs. So not that smart to me. So, but since he's on the team we playing against, I want to beat him as much as I want to beat the other team. He comes along. He is a Chicago Bear. He's the enemy this weekend. After this weekend, though, who cares? We see him again, then he'll be the enemy again. When it comes down to that moment, if he's on the team is he affiliated with the team that we're playing against, he's the damn enemy. And we want to whip his ass, point blank.
I think that's probably the healthiest way to look at it, yeah, is not to waste your time on what was.
Man, listen, bro.
I don't know, 16 months ago
based
now?
Off of him not coming and what we had last year, believe me, Ben Johnson deciding not to interview, did it affect the joy you had last year, the experience you had last year?
I don't. Not me.
So to hell with Ben. Because I'm going to tell you like this. As a fan and as a guy covering this team, I had one of the best years, probably the best year of my life, doing this last year. So he gave me something that I thank you, bro. I'm not even mad at the man. Thank you for going somewhere else.
Kenny Powell in the chat said, Commanders make a statement. They called it lucky and they beat the Bears. Now they're going to drop 50 on the Bears. Ben Johnson called us a basketball team and basically said, Washington wasn't worth the time. Sam Eiler says, yeah, bleep Ben Johnson. Stephen A., bleep Ben Johnson. So folks on the chat are keeping receipts. We've also had a request here to hear from Fred Smoot. Smoot, are the Bears a rival with the Commanders?
Let me tell you something, JP.
Hold on. Yeah. Smoot choked up.
Smoot got Popeye stuck in his mouth.
We gotta take a break. We get back. We'll get Smoot on the next one when he's not swallowing his spit.
I gotta tell you about my friends from Door Pro America. We're all hoping the burgundy and gold has way more ups than downs, but if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's a busted spring, loud noise, or it just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. At our house, we recently upgraded our garage door with Door Pro America, and it's one of the best in home improvement projects we've ever done, especially with all the contractors I got coming and going from my house right now. It is so awesome to have that MyQ app, be able to let people in through the garage, close the door, know when it's open, know when it's closed. Got a little camera on there, which can come in very handy, especially when you got people coming and going. You know what they are doing in your home. But even if you just need maintenance, repairs, whatever, Door Pro America can get it done. If you call now, you should ask on a Door Pro Advantage membership, which includes annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, if you do call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO or visit doorproamerica.com. They've been great for me. They'll be great for you. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, we are fired up, man. Caps hockey starts tomorrow night. B. Mitch will be there wearing his B. Mitch jersey. I'll be out on the red carpet, excited to talk to players. And it's just, it's always fun once you get Caps hockey kicking off in D.C. and helping us get ready for the season. Ryan Leonard joins us now. Young player with a ton of excitement. Ryan, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, man. How you feeling?
Good, good. Excited.
I bet, man. So, you know, last year you get called up towards the end of the season. Obviously, you know, you get to play in the playoffs. How different does everything feel now that you've had like a full off season? You're not playing in college and then in the pros like 2 weeks later. Like, you're just a pro hockey player now. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's great. It's definitely a lot different than at the end of the year last year, and it's really nice to get here for day one when everyone got here at the same time. And obviously it was great to be thrown in at the end, but it was a little bit different than the rest of the team being there for the whole season. But training camp was really fun. All the preseason games were a blast, and we're all just really excited to get going.
How do you feel as a whole right now with this being here all time, season starting tomorrow? How comfortable are you?
Good, good. Extremely confident with the team and with my own game too. So, like I said, just really excited to get going tomorrow and put everything together.
As you get closer and closer, is it kind of crazy for you or interesting to like, okay, I'm in this locker room. I belong here. I can do this. Or did you already deal with those feelings like last year and now it's just kind of normal?
Yeah, I think last year was kind of more of like you're kind of shocked in a way to just kind of be here with the whole chase that was going on at the end when Ovi scored. And then being in the playoffs, you kind of have to pinch yourself a little bit and kind of get yourself back to it. But it's a completely different feeling this year, and it's a lot better.
So you brought up the chase. Obviously, when you got called up, brought to the Caps late last season, there was like kind of the viral moment of you and Ovi at the bar across the street from BC. And then you had the moment where Wayne freaking Gretzky was looking for you in the dressing room after the game when you got that goal in the game where Ovi tied the record. I mean, was your head just spinning when Gretzky was like, hey, where's the kid that scored?
Yeah, like I said, it was last year was any given day, you just kind of had to pinch yourself and just kind of get back to it. Just all the texts and all the people calling me after, like, holy crap, that was Wayne Gretzky talking to you and he knew who you were. And it still doesn't really set in. But yeah, like I said, it's one of those moments you don't really realize how cool it is until you kind of look back on it. But no, it was very special and I was extremely lucky.
For sure. Talking with Caps right winger Ryan Leonard here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So getting into this season, like, do you set individual goals, team goals? What do you want to show to this team that you can be?
Yeah, I just kind of want to be reliable and be with the team the whole year. Show that I can play in different areas and that I'm trustworthy out there. And, just try to get off to a good start. The preseason was great, and hopefully get off to a good start in the regular season and just prove I belong here.
You know, Ryan, when I got to the NFL, I basically thought that guys just show up, practice 2 hours, and go home. Okay, I didn't know what the pros did. I had all these different thoughts. What was the one thing you thought about this level when you got here, you found out it was totally wrong?
I mean, it's just completely different. Like, just being in college where you're going to I went to Boston College, and we had class in the morning, and we would skate in the afternoon towards nighttime, and then we would go to dinner, the dining hall with the team, and then go back, watch a movie. You get to this level, and you skate in the morning, and you get your treatment or the tubs after, and you stretch, and then guys have families, so... It's a little bit different, and you're asking guys to hang out. Like, hey, you want to come over after, hang out? Oh, I got to watch my kid and hang with my dog. Like, it's a lot different than college. So that's probably the biggest takeaway I have.
Right. Have you found, like, some other young guys for you to hang out with now that you've had more time to kind of settle in?
Or since you're the young guy, they want you to babysit.
Yeah, no. You get the occasional call, hey, let's go come over and watch the kids, come play with the kids, but it's great. Love spending time with all the kids and the family, and everyone's great.
And, I mean, you just turned 21 in January, right?
I'm 20.
Oh, geez. All right, so my guess is you live in Arlington. There's a lot to do, but you might have to be 21. Hopefully you can get that sorted out, man. Listen, I know when I was 20, I was still able to go places, so I'm guessing a pro hockey player can as well. I got to ask, I don't know how this works. Was last year technically your rookie year? Or
no.
So this is your rookie year?
This is my rookie season, yes.
Wow. Okay, but because you were already up last year, are you still going to get, like, hazed and pranked? Because some of these hockey rookie pranks are pretty well known. Or did you already deal with all that stuff?
No, I have a feeling I had a couple things last year, but this will be the main go at all the pranks and all that stuff.
I've heard, I listened to Split and Chicklets, and I've heard those guys talk about one of the standard is to take all the furniture out of your hotel rooms. Like, what did they get you with last year?
It wasn't anything crazy last year, just because it was right around the playoffs, no one was really messing around. It was kind of all business. But I've had a couple days where my clothes, I've just gone to go get changed after practice, and they're just nowhere to be found. So
what do you do?
You find them. you gotta find the clothes to leave. So, no, nothing crazy. I've seen a lot of crazier ones. Just like little pranks. We have a good pranksters in our locker room. So you never really know.
Who's the lead prankster? Do you not know yet?
Brandon Duham has probably tried to get me the most, but yeah, I think everyone likes to get everyone.
What is Ovi like for a young player? I mean, you guys, you know, I imagine you've looked up to him throughout growing up, playing the same position and stuff. What is it like to play with Alex Ovechkin?
Again, it's another one of those things where you just kind of got to pinch yourself at the start. And now just having a relationship with him, it's pretty cool to kind of know him and, just see him every day and how he goes about his business. It's pretty cool. And, again, very lucky.
Is Ovi exactly what you thought or different?
Different.
What did you think and what did you end up finding?
He's one of a kind. You just kind of got to be with him to experience it. So he's one of a kind. He's a special person.
For sure. And I got to ask, so you're a lifelong Massachusetts guy, grew up in Massachusetts, went to Boston College. You get to open tomorrow night against the Bruins. Does that feel any – does that get you even more excited, or is it just I can't wait for the opener?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. My debut was in Boston, so I already played Boston a handful of times, and to open up the season in my first actual NHL season against the Bruins is pretty cool. So it'll be a fun night for sure.
And then growing up in Massachusetts, you grew up a huge Pats fan, I imagine?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Drake May and that win over the Bills the other night?
He was stoked.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was rooting against that because I was playing Dylan Strome in fantasy, so I didn't want Stefan Diggs to have good of a second half, but he did. So, no, it's always good to see the hometown team win.
So Garnet Hathaway used to come on with us every week, and we became good buddies with Garnet, and he would tell us about the Caps Fantasy Football League. It's a big deal in that dressing room, right?
Yeah, it's big. There's a lot of talk, and we got some smart players on our team.
All right.
Who's in first right now in the Caps fantasy?
I think it's Charlie Lindgren.
How are you doing?
Dead last.
Oh, dude.
Dead last. Come on, man.
Who'd you draft? Who's killing you?
Derrick Henry's kind of killing me right now.
Well, I think the Ravens are killing a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But hopefully you can switch it around and get me some points.
I'll salvage it for you.
On Wikipedia, it says your pop was a basketball player. Is that – Wikipedia is not always accurate. So let me ask that.
That's accurate.
So did you grow up just a huge UMass fan, or were you too little?
I wasn't alive yet when my dad was actually coaching there.
All right,
but
Wikipedia's wrong on that, but –
yeah.
Wikipedia is wrong a lot. That's the one social media thing that is not correctly, it's not correct all the time. Believe that.
No.
But if your pop was a hooper like that, what's your basketball game like?
It's good. I'm pretty good. Me and my brother played basketball growing up, but then took the hockey route, and both of our sisters played basketball in college. So
we got a good
basketball squad at home.
You got quite an athletic family, man. what were like backyard games like? I mean, it had to be pretty rough because I know your brother's in the NHL, right, John?
Yeah, he's with Detroit. The backyard games are they're shenanigans and they get a little hectic. So you always want to be on the winning side for sure.
Have you or your brother ever like actually injured each other, like a broken bone or like have to go to the doctor?
No, the most, the worst injury is probably I ran into my mom in a backyard wiffle ball game and I gave her a black eye and broke her glasses.
And what happened to you after that?
I felt terrible.
How old were you?
I was probably 8 or 9.
All right, wow. That's, I mean, you're a little kid.
You're a little kid.
But wiffle ball's not supposed to be full contact, dude. You know that, right?
I was safe.
Well, Leno, man, we appreciate you making time for us. We can't wait to be rooting you on this season. Good luck tomorrow night and throughout the coming cap season.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, take care.
Ryan Leonard, give him a follow on Instagram if you want, at ryan.leno_4. Just do not get in his way if you're playing wiffle ball. When we come back, we're going around the NFL.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.